Democrats came out in big numbers for yesterday's spring election in Wisconsin, electing Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet to the state Supreme Court. She beat Sauk County Judge Michael Skrenik 56-44%. And by an even bigger margin, voters decided to keep the state treasurer's office intact. Had they gone the other way, the 170-year-old position would have been eliminated. The Supreme Court election got national attention. It's seen as another possible indication that there could be a blue wave in the fall midterms. Governor Scott Walker tweeted a warning last night that Democrats could be in a position to win big this November, and they're coming after him next, he says. Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us with more. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So how much can we read into a state Supreme Court spring election result?
It's always going to be debatable on a Supreme Court race because there aren't party labels attached to these candidates.
Or are there?
Yes, they're pretty much are. They're just not appearing on the ballot as a Republican or a Democrat. But everybody, I think, went into this race knowing that Rebecca Dallet was favored by Democrats because national Democrats came in and said so repeatedly. And in case there was any doubt that Michael Skrenik was favored by Republicans, the Republican Party spent heavily on his behalf, including running ads featuring Michael Skrenik and Governor Walker. So, I mean, that the partisanship was pretty well known. It is still a low turnout race, but I think there's a lot that you can read into this race because Democrats don't typically do well in these races, and they did especially well last night.
Right. It seems like it's a matter of which party can turn out voters, make the explanation of which one is their candidate, and then get people to realize that it's a serious election to go vote for it. And Republicans, as you say, have done pretty well with this, especially for open Supreme Court seats in the state.
You just look back at the last decade of Supreme Court races in Wisconsin, since they've been really heavily politicized and have become expensive affairs, and Republicans have won all the contested races. I mean, all the really competitive races. There have been some when Democrats have come close, but they've never gotten over that hump. And you now have a 5-2 majority on the court. Rebecca Dallet's win last night is going to trim that to 4-3.
I want to give a listen to Rebecca Dallet after winning by about 115,000 votes. Here's what she had to say last night at her victory party.
Tonight we proved that when the people rise up and stand together, we can beat the special interests. We beat the NRA. Of dollars that were spent on this race flooding into our state. And it's by taking these strong stands that we can restore the reputation and the independence of our judicial branch.
And that matches up with what how she framed her campaign in many ways, standing up to the NRA. That was a theme, accusing Michael Skrenik of being, Judge Skrenik of being a rubber stamp for Governor Walker if he was elected. Talk a little more about how she campaigned.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's noteworthy to look at what her supporters were saying after this race, because they have this victory in hand now, and it's kind of, they're looking to frame this and move on to the next race in another state in another month. And they were really hitting on the fact that Rebecca Dallet ran against the NRA and that the NRA had backed Michael Skrenik in this race. And they're also hitting on the point that Governor Walker supported Skrenik, viewing that as some kind of a referendum on him. Whether or not that's the case, we're not going to know, but that's how they're billing this at this point.
And here's Judge Michael Skrenik in his concession talking to his supporters here.
I love my job, and I will be back on the bench tomorrow morning. And as I said before, there are lots of people, perhaps some in this room, but lots of people in this county who will at some level be pleased with these results as I get to continue to serve Sauk County as a circuit court judge. And I'm privileged to be able to do that.
So that's the race. Those are the candidates. And now everybody's digging through the maps and trying to figure out who voted for whom, where. And that's a lot of what the story is, Sean. Talk about what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways you could slice these numbers, but I think a few things stuck out to me just on first glance. One is that Rebecca Dallet won 24 counties that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. Now, again, this is a different kind of election. More people vote in a presidential than in an April election, but that is a remarkable turnaround for Democrats in less than 2 years. And she won them across, you know, the throughout Wisconsin, really, and in important places for Democrats in southwest Wisconsin, a place that has a tendency still to swing in Wisconsin races, like Crawford County, is one that has gotten a lot of national attention as being a county that supported President Obama, supported President Trump, supported Rebecca Dallet last night. Also pretty noteworthy that Rebecca Dallet won Brown County and won it pretty convincingly, because Brown County, ever since President Obama won it back in 2008, Brown County has gone to, it's practically a Republican base county in elections since then. And last night, Rebecca Dallet won with 55% of the vote in Brown County. That's higher than President Obama got in 2008. So definitely noteworthy there.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about yesterday's election results. It's a convincing margin. You see a lot of counties where if it's a Republican place, the Republican wins 60-some percent. That's pretty resounding. The Democrats win a county by 60-some percent. Big deal. Dane County.
Yeah, Dane County. So we always know going into these races that Dane County is going to win big for the Democrat, and it's just a matter of how big. And the Supreme Court race kind of ratcheted that up more than we've seen in the past last night. So Rebecca Dallet won 81% of the vote in Dane County. That is big. Again, to compare that to President Obama's 2008 election. Remember, 2008 was a wave year for Democrats, a very good year for President Obama. He won about 73% of the vote in 2008. Rebecca Dallet got 81%. That, if you needed any evidence that Democrats are energized right now at this stage in the campaign cycle, I think that's pretty good evidence of it, that in a strong blue county like Dane County, they turned out to vote.
People are trying to slice and dice precincts now and see how they match up with congressional districts in Wisconsin. And this is still something that's ongoing right now, but based on what you've seen so far, Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, so Decision Desk HQ is somebody who does this quite a bit, and they sliced up, as you mentioned, the congressional districts. If the Supreme Court race were translated over to the congressional districts, what would it mean? And it would mean that Rebecca Dallet won four of the districts, and that Michael Scrinock won four. So four for Republicans, four for Democrats. But and so what would that mean? How would that translate to who's in Congress right now? Rebecca Dallet won Republican Mike Gallagher's congressional district, the 8th. And she came very close in Sean Duffy's 7th congressional district, too. So just give you a little perspective on how this would translate to actual seats come November.
We're going to keep chugging through these numbers and looking ahead to elections. I want to touch on this state treasurer vote referendum, basically. It would change the state's constitution, would have changed the state's constitution, but it was rejected by voters.
Yeah, this was interesting because you had this passed the legislature, two consecutive sessions of the legislature. It mostly on Republican support, but you got a handful of Democrats that helped put it on the ballot. This is something that way back when in 2010, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, when he was running for governor
as a Democrat,
he proposed eliminating the state treasurer. So it is a Republican idea more recently, but it hasn't always been that way. But in this Democratic, certainly a Democratic election last night, where they were the ones going out to the polls, they were the ones electing Rebecca Dallet, they decided we're going to keep the treasurer. And, it could be that people just love treasurers in Wisconsin. It could be that that idea got kind of attached to Governor Walker, that Republicans had put it on the ballot. It was viewed as kind of like an overreach by Republicans where they were trying to, take more power over an executive office. And it was resoundingly, the amendment was resoundingly defeated. 200,000 votes. People decided they were going to keep the treasurer, which still doesn't do too much.
Sean, we'll keep checking in with you on these stories. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to recap yesterday's election results.